In a small village, farmers had a big problem. You see, monkeys were raiding their crops and ruining their hard work. They were desperate to find some way to get rid of those monkeys. Now, I'm telling you, those rascals are quick, they're smart, they're hard to catch. But one farmer came up with a simple, clever idea. He put a banana inside a heavy jar with a narrow opening. He had watched monkeys enough to know that they wouldn't be able to resist. And sure enough, a monkey wandered over, reached into the jar, and grabbed the banana. Its hand slid in easily, but once it grabbed the banana, its fist got stuck. No matter how much the monkey tugged and twisted and squealed, it wouldn't let go of the banana. Of course, you and I are thinking, well, just let go of the darn banana. But the monkey didn't get it. All it cared about was holding onto that banana, not realizing that it was trapping itself. Meanwhile, the farmer quietly walked up, threw a burlap sack over the monkey, and boom, it was caught. It's crazy how the monkey could have freed itself at any time, but in clinging so tightly to something it thought was so important, it ended up trapping itself. That little banana that didn't matter in the grand scheme of things was keeping it immobile. Sound familiar? What is it that you think you can't live without? You know, that thing that you can't let go of, that's keeping you from living full out? Maybe constant validation from others? Maybe toxic friendships that take you nowhere? Past mistakes? A need for perfection? Living in your past? Material possessions, maybe? Or maybe a need for excessive comfort? Fear of missing out? Clinging to old habits? Fear of leaving your comfort zone? Limiting beliefs, negative self-talk? What is it? Just like that monkey in the jar, we can hold onto those bananas, thinking that we need them for our happiness or our security. Is your clinging preventing you from moving forward and experiencing the freedom and the fulfillment that God created you for? I tell you, it takes courage to let go. But it's the next step to a joyful life, my friend. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. What an invitation. God is telling you and me that He's willing to take on our worries and concerns. How about that? You know, sometimes the freedom that you want so badly is just on the other side of letting go. Now, if you feel a tug from this, don't ignore it this time. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.